JazzCast Pros.
Welcome to the Healthy Illness Podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Marie. This is the podcast helping you build healthier relationships while living with mental health conditions. Like, subscribe, and share to get the word out. Let people know about the podcast and what you get out of it. Now, last week, we talked to Idris and Alexa Wajid, the incredible creatives who started to break down mindfulness and talked about mindfulness in relationships, and it just got so good. Our conversation is continuing this week. How are you practicing mindfulness? Do you practice mindfulness in your relationships? This conversation is more about art, and then we're going to move into mindfulness and blackness, like what that actually means for the three of us. Alexa and Idris, welcome back. This is so good.
What we try to do in our work is you may not be able to be who you are, right? For whatever reason, at your core. But what we do with our work is offer people the tools so that they can take those moments back within their day so that they can just be who they are. Be still, be mindful, be creative, which all of us at our core, because we used to be kids, we're creative, right? Kids are creative. Creative imagination, creative words, creative thoughts, creative drawings. And we've all been kids before. Mm-hmm. So being able to go back to that place and allowing them the permission and the skill and the instruction to say, okay, take 5, 10, or 15 minutes and just doodle on a piece of paper. And go back to that spot, even for that amount of time, so that you can recharge your battery.
That's one of the things that I think helps literally keep me sane is staying in touch and getting to know little Kelly better. That's where the Legos come from. And yes. Wanting to, you know, dive in and just doodle, right? And color and paint. And because I can't talk about Black folks dying years before their white counterparts and, you know, people not being healthy because they don't feel comfortable going to a bathroom because others don't think they belong in a space, or, you know, like have these conversations around race and religion, and without being able to feel the bricks in my hand and to color it. Like I need that in order to be able to show up and do that other stuff.
You have to.
I excel at speaking. You put me in front of a crowd, I get what you want me to talk about. Like I know that is a part of the DNA in the cells, that is something that I excel at. I excel at being around people and pouring into people. That I don't like that except when I'm around people I like. But when I'm not around those folks or people that I don't know, I still am that person. And so that is like the weight that pulls on me, is I'm still that person. I'm still the whatever adjective you use to describe somebody that is like that. I'm still her regardless, but it's taxing until I'm with my people, my collective, my group, my family, collective. My folks. Yep. And it's interesting to hear you talk about just showing up and being yourselves and what that means and what that looks like. And I promised that I would never chase a check, that I would always be on mission. Right. And once I made that decision, my life changed. Like my professional life is shifted. And then I would always show up as Kelly. So professional Kelly and personal Kelly are the same Kelly. No, I don't go to work. You know, like they may not get all of me all the time. Right. But they still get me.
Right. It's in your backpack.
Oh my gosh.
It's in your backpack. Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Right. I say that for special occasions. Everybody can't have that. But I even see that as a gift, right? Like you don't deserve that part of me. You haven't earned the privilege of getting to really know me. You could read the story in the news. You could go to the website, like, oh, she's this, 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 and this. But like the two of you know parts of me that other people that I see every day don't know. We've seen each other virtually right now, and I see you online when we, you know, like in reels and, you know, we chat. But the time that the physical space that we spend together can't be matched by folks I see every single day. And so I think that is so, I think, important for people to know that you can have folks in your life that you care about. And I remember talking to one of you guys, I don't remember which one it was, about pulling away from people that I love.
That was me. I remember.
Yeah. And that's just my way of protecting myself. And in my mind, I think protecting the other people is that if I really care about you, I separate myself, which is, I'm working on it and really pushing myself to be around the folks that I love.
And the folks that match your energy.
Yes.
Which even the people that you love, your blood folks, may not match your energy. And not everybody can come along on the journeys that are in front of you.
Facts. I have I won't call it a gift, just a thing. I'm able to pray people away. It has happened every time. There is a person I have prayed away that has not disappeared. But outside of that person, I try.
Yeah, the exemption.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Right. Exception every rule, right? I'm able to remove people from my space or they remove themselves. Okay, so let's talk about all the ways in which you infuse mindfulness in your life.
I always say like a principle that or a notion that's rather measurable. You become good at whatever you practice. Mm-hmm. Whatever you practice. Some real good liars out there. And they ain't get good because they don't practice. They practice, right?
They know what they're doing too.
Just like there's some real good peopling people out there. There's some real good empathetic people out. Like, so whatever you practice at, you get good at. So in regards to mindfulness in our lives, man, like we find and you kind of find, notice, recognize, and discover the moments where you should be mindful.
Yes.
Where you're not even thinking about it. Like we went walking the other day and we look up in the sky, just walking about. We look up in the sky, we see three, not one, but three red-tailed hawks flying around and just playing and frolicking in the sky, just swooping in around in each other. And I was just like,
yeah.
And we stopped in the middle of the street and just like, wow.
We didn't think about anything else around us. We just stopped where we were and just took it in and gave thanks and recognized what we were talking about in the moment. And just, we were peaceful, right? And mindful on that moment because that was for us, right? We took that turn. We left the house at that time. That was for us. And that was for us to be present.
So that's the practice. The practice is awareness. That's all that it is. Yeah. Mindfulness opportunities are all around you. You just got to pay attention. Just pay attention one time. Break the cycle and pay attention.
And the reason why he says that is because we think about how many people go about their day and don't even look up to recognize what's around them or in front of them or above them. Mm-hmm. And they just head down in their phone, going about their day, disgruntled, upset, cussing somebody out, instead of just being present and aware.
That's the thing. So just we become practitioners of mindfulness to where it's just a part of our lifestyle. Like you said, like kind of investigating or returning back to Little Kelly, right? Like it's the same. We do the same thing. Little Legs, Little Dries.
Oh, yeah.
Like those curious minds. And I'm not saying you have to be juvenile in how you behave. Like we are adults at the same time, though there's value in returning to those little moments. Kelly, when we got back to the house, we walked around, saw the hawks, we came back to the house and there's a bird's nest that's been on our basketball hoop for like 4 years. The bird came, laid eggs, took off, whatever, and the birds don't replace another bird's nest, right? So the nest is, we got home and literally just staring at this nest. It's like, wow.
Talk about
the nest, man. Like, I wonder where those birds are right now.
I'm glad we left the bird's nest up.
Now, that sounds foolish, right, to an adult. Like, what the hell are they talking about birds for? But it's not about the bird. It's about your imagining, right? You're recognizing, even just the fact that you're recognizing another life form.
Yep.
Just even that is mindfulness. You're recognizing another life form.
Yeah.
You're recognizing what a cardinal looks like, a robin looks like, you know what I'm saying?
A squirrel,
black cat, you know, chickadee, just like ants. I mean, it sounds foolish, but If you take the moment to just tune into those little moments.
Take the time.
Oh, man.
They're beautiful. And they're peaceful. And they're so quiet. Peaceful.
Yeah.
And they clear your mind. They mind their own business.
And guess what? It don't cost nothing.
No, it doesn't.
It don't cost nothing.
You don't have to stand in the line to wait for it.
It don't cost nothing. Mm-mm. It costs nothing but a little bit of time.
That's it.
You know, so.
That's it.
So that's all what the point I wanted to make. Like we've practiced that being mindful.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's outside of a piece of paper and markers. It don't cost you much to be mindful, man. To me, I take mindful as just filling your mind for that moment, right? With something, right? Other than the tasks we have to do.
In the future. Or things that we've done in the past.
Yeah. It's just being present, man. Yeah. And acknowledging, recognizing.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Lil Jon's meditation album?
Okay, I'm going to tell you when I first heard about it and told him about it. I was having a very rough day. I went to PT because my neck was inflamed. And one of the practitioners said, oh, we said something. The PT person responded, yep, or something like that. And then the other person said, oh, did you hear Lil Jon has a meditation CD? And I'm like, no way. I said, there's no way that he has one.
What?
And sure enough, they found it, pulled it up, and I was on edge just from the moment it came on. His voice to me was not relaxing, was not peaceful. I'm like, you got to shut that off. Like it was nails on a chalkboard. I went home, told Jason, I'm like, you will never guess.
I mean, what she was talking about. I was like, what
is going on?
She's like, you know, Lil Jon. I'm like, who? What?
What?
I'm like, the dude from Atlanta. You know, she's like, yes. I was like,
yeah. Whatever he says.
Yeah.
Can't even think about it. Okay. Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean,
you listened to it.
Yeah, I checked it out. And what I got from it was I knew who it was for.
Yeah. Right. That part.
That's all it was. Yeah. I was like, I already have my things that work for me.
Right. For the people.
I know who this is for. There's a culture, particularly hip hop culture, pop culture, right? This is the entry point for some people who have not even considered it. And he made it okay to be like, look, yeah, I'm cool. You see I'm cool. You see me as being successful. You see me as being hood. You see me as being ghetto. Mm-hmm. All these things. However, check this out.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And it's for that age group that's getting older, who, you know, sees other people meditating and doing yoga and all this other stuff. They heard the Andre 3000 album and they're like, no, I can't do that. But this one came out. I could do this one. What about you? What did you think?
So the last episode, not the last one, the one before last, I did a review of the album.
I missed it. Okay.
I didn't see
when that. I tell you, I cackled for the first three chats. I mean, I just like kikied, and I know you fucking lying right now.
Oh no!
I gotta listen to that.
I rolled, and I was like, "Okay, Kel, just calm down."
Yeah,
but to your point, that album's not for me, and I can see the group it's for, and they need that. And it, to me, really, once I, you know, around track 3 to 4, like there was I turned the curve a little bit, because then I was really in awe of this person who has this journey and story, and was like, listen, my marriage was falling apart. My life wasn't right. You know, I had to do something. And this is, I found meditation. And I love how he broke and how he breaks down what's happening. One of the things that I had a problem with when I first started listening to like guided meditation, they wouldn't give me enough information. Like, am I doing it right? Am I breathing right? Like, what should I mean? Oh, squirrel. Like, you know, I'm distracted right now. Like, oh, is this how I should be feeling? What do you mean the breath? You mean my breath? I mean, I'm breathing. So I had so many questions that I eventually worked it all out. But the way he walks somebody through it to let them know, okay, so right now you might be thinking, what the hell am I doing? You just sitting there right now. Or some of the examples, he was like, you know, you might hear all the traffic outside. Like, no one says that in a guided meditation. They're like,
right. Oh, exactly.
Fine, you know, he like, look, you know, it might be wild out there right now. So when I
wow, that's good. That's good. That's good to hear.
But it's for someone.
But it is. I'm thankful that it exists for those folks. And there's too many places where we need resources. We need people to show up in that space. I'm glad he did. So growing up for me, my grandmother, she was very particular and ensured that we use proper diction and enunciation. And there, like, I've had professors in public speaking classes say, where did you learn how to speak? Like, no one just talks like this. Well, if Esther Eva Wooford was your grandmama, you did. There was no exception. So I couldn't say 50. I couldn't say bread, axe, ask 50 bread. You know, like, I got in fights because I was too white. Like, I'm speaking the King's English. I mean, this is what we do, right? And so for me, I wasn't able to receive his voice. Like, it was Little John, you know, but I just... And then all I can see is like Dave Chappelle.
I know.
I love that he exists for folks that find comfort and are looking for a safe space, looking for some place that he ain't judging nobody, right? Like, he is like, listen, hopefully you get something out this. I got to go work at the club on Friday, right? Like, he just is very real and transparent, which I loved, but definitely not a space for me.
Yeah.
And goes back to all of us having people. For me, I'm like, yo, everybody got people. Like, if Little John got meditation people, like, we definitely all have people.
We got people.
Yeah. You know, he tamed it to where he was trying to be chill. Like,
yeah,
he was trying to be chill.
He was like talking, like, you know, making sure that he didn't get too wild.
Yeah, he did a couple of takes, I'm sure, you know. But what I will say, though, while we're on it, I did and still do enjoy Andre 3000's offering, though. So, you know, there's a shift, right? There's a shift happening, especially for Black and Brown, our folks particularly, where these things are now becoming entry points for us to become more mindful, just tap into a different vibration, different frequency, different practice.
Absolutely.
Right? So a lot of people are like, oh, man, I'm not listening to that Andre 3000. And I'm just like, well, for some of our folks, this is the first time they ever listened to a flute whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? Outside a fifth grade band with a recorder or something, right? Mm. So, but for me, I was like, I welcomed it in because, one, as an artist, I recognize his evolution. He just constantly evolves every time we've heard something from him.
Yeah.
His last album was 14 years ago with the, you know, so it's like, yeah, I respect his ability to evolve. However, he ain't the first person that I heard play a flute. You know what I'm saying? Like, our Carlos Nakai is somebody I listen to almost every day. He's been playing the flute for 50 something years. Mm-hmm. Like, that's already part of my playlist.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So for me to take a hip hop artist who influenced some of the, you know, the culture in the big way, who's now playing the flute, to introduce it into my playlist was easy for me. It was easy. Right. But so all these things, whether it's Little John or whether it's Andre 3000 and more to come, anything that's a tool to fill that gap for our people to plug in.
Yes.
Cool. You know what I'm saying? Whatever your entry point is, cool.
Because it's important now for our communities to recognize there's a need for healing, to recognize there's a need for mindfulness, and to stop the noise and the chaos, and to be able to sit with yourself comfortably by yourself and just, again, just be or just listen and just feel what you need to feel. It's important now for... It's a time now for our community to do that. We've experienced so much. We're holding on to so much. We turn on social media, we turn on the news, and everything is just chaotic. Everything is stressful. Everything is a low vibration. So being able to have a space, or recognizing that you need a space to just be quiet and be still. Is so important. And I think, as Adri said, it's the time. More and more people are recognizing it. Younger people, older people, middle people. We're talking about breaking generational curses. We're talking about all these things, all these topics, seeing psychologists, seeing, you know, all these things. We are now getting into a different space.
So I told you this was going to be a good conversation. We're coming back for more. Join us next week like, subscribe, and share. If you need someone to talk to, if something resonated, you're looking for resources, you want to know how you can create and build healthier relationships, call 211. 211 is a nationwide network. You can either call or go online. They will give you resources in your area to be able to live a healthier life. Maybe it's after hours and you need someone right now. Call 988. Just put 988 and hit the talk button on your phone and you will be connected with a person who's there 24 hours a day to talk, to listen, to hear you. You are not alone. I encourage you to call for yourself or call for a loved one if someone is struggling right now and you don't quite know what to say to them. You can dial 988 and talk to someone who is trained to help you through this difficult time. Until next week, I encourage you to be the light